Are you blessed to be here tonight?
Yeah.
It is so awesome to be in the house of God and that you decided to come. It's cold, but you pushed yourself and you came and you're here, right? So, guess what? Receive your blessing tonight. Amen. There's nothing like being together, fellowshipping in the house of God. So thank you for coming tonight. Thank you for joining online. I know you will be blessed. All children's classes, Kingdom Kids, and Zion Lions will be with Kristen Kaufman and myself tonight. It's the end of March review, so we'll be combining classes and going over what we taught in March. So both classes will follow myself and Kristen Kaufman to the classroom right next door. Amen. Invite everyone to come downstairs tonight to fellowship with us. We have some food and refreshments. Tonight is provided by Stacy and Terry. So thank you, girls. Amen. We've just been having a good time with fellowship downstairs. I encourage you all to come down. We have, or Kristen, the youth group has planned a youth paint and sip. You can do a painting and have refreshments, coffee and a lemonade or whatever drinks they serve. It's going to be Palm Sunday here at the church at from 1 to 3 p.m. It's $15, and that includes your painting and all your snacks. They're also selling some items like candles and soaps and candy. I'm not sure what else, some homemade goods. So please, if you're able to attend, come. You can see us tonight to sign up, me or Kristen, and we'll put your name on the list, the sign up, and you can pay now up until the day of the event. And if any kids want to come 12 and under, they're only $5. So there are some information pages as you come in the church, so make sure you get one. If you need more information, you can see any one of the youth group members, myself, Kristen, and we will help you know what is going on. I encourage you to come Wednesday. Wednesday is amazing. Amen. We meet here every Wednesday for prayer and the word. Hallelujah. And they also have our kids class going on, so you will be blessed. Come expecting. And this is what I want you to do. Come with a testimony of the goodness of the God. That's our testimony this year, or that's our theme this year. What is your testimony? What is God doing in your life? Is something good happening? Come share it. Amen. Come share the testimony. Stand with me. Don't forget to bring up your tithes and offering. You can also give online or through the app, so don't forget to give. Amen. All the money helps every area of this church. Every area. We have not been in any need. Amen. We have faithful tithers, and we thank the Lord for them. But I just wanted to encourage you tonight. This scripture I wrote down tonight is Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Tonight, we are partaking of Him tonight. So I just implore you, come taste and see. Partake of the Word of God tonight. You are being prepared and purposed for something greater. Church, this house is a training ground for something greater. And what we get here tonight, we're meant to give it out to your families, your children, your loved ones. Hallelujah. Listen, He's making all things new. He is constantly, I believe this is what He's doing right now. He's stretching us. He's challenging us. He's challenging our thinking and our mindsets and our stuck places. How many have places that we are stuck in that we feel like we can't get out? Tonight, I believe He's making all things new. Amen. All things new. So I just encourage you, worship tonight. Hallelujah. Worship with all your heart and taste and see that the Lord is good. So Father, we just bless you tonight. Bless you. We just love upon you tonight. We pour out our worship, our praise, our thanks, our thanksgiving, Lord God. We are going to partake of you tonight and taste and see that you are good. You are good. You are faithful. You are strong. You are mighty. You are worthy. Hallelujah. We are going to partake of you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for our pastor. We stretch our hands and we thank you for the word that's going to come forth tonight. And we thank you. We thank you for our worship, our children, our fellowship, every area tonight. Let it be pleasing unto you. We love you. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you ready to worship? Are you ready to worship? There you go.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all.
Praise God. Take a time here. The commercial here, as I said before when I was preaching. I have a pet peeve. People spell the word altar wrong when it comes to the altar of God or altar that, you know, they always spell A-L-T-E-R, and it's supposed to be A-L-T-A-R. But I was thinking about the two words, and they're not really related, but it just seemed kind of jump out to me. Altar means to change. So it was like, if you go to the altar of God, you will be altered. All right? So if you go to the altar of God, you will be altered. And I thought, you know, again, there's no correlation there except for, yeah, we change when we go to before God. And we go before God and worship. So, oh, I just encourage you to keep on worshiping God.
You move the mountains, told the wind and waves be still. You cast out demons, bid the empty souls be filled. And now there's breakthrough, and now there's freedom in your name. You gave us power and the keys to do the same. Your whole redemption made accusers drop their stones, showed us mercy with the mighty miracle. And now there's breakthrough, and now there's freedom in your name. You gave us power and the keys to do the same. So we proclaim walls fall down. Amen.
in your victory. We stand in authority, all for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. We walk in your victory. We stand in authority, all for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. We walk in your victory. We stand in authority, all for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. We walk in your victory. We stand in authority, all for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. Amen.
the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. God, we bless you, God. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We turn to you tonight, God, this night, God. Lord, that we're not anymore overwhelmed by our circumstance, our situation, hallelujah. Whatever that might be, whatever sickness there might be, whatever hurts or pains, God. But Father God, hallelujah, let us be overwhelmed with the greatness of our God, who's holy, who's holy. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah, glory. Come on.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Come on, can you lift up your hands tonight? God's good. Taste and see. Come on, can you say, good? Come on, say he is good. And his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just behold him. Behold his greatness. Behold who he is. Hallelujah. That we give God our attention. Can we give God our attention tonight? So Father God, here tonight, God, I ask the God, Lord, all over this house, God, Lord, that we honor your word with our attention. Father God, Lord, that we have honored you with our worship and our praise. And God, Lord, you inhabit the praises of your people. God, I feel here tonight, God, that you have been comfortable with the worship that we've given to you tonight. And you have inhabited with your presence, God, right here tonight. And God, in the midst of your presence, God, I know there's healing. In the midst of your presence, God, I know, God, Lord, hallelujah, you're the comforter. You're the peace. You're the joy. You're the great I am. Everything that I need is present. Can you say it's present here? Come on, it's present here. He is present. He is present. He is present. He's real. He's alive. Hallelujah. And he desires to move within your life. Thank you, Jesus. Give him praise. Thank you, praise team. Come on, hallelujah. God bless, hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. I don't know if I could quit. Bless the Lord. That's good. That's good. Come on, is he worthy? Woo! My goodness. Thank you, praise team. Come on, hallelujah. Matt, you could play just for a second here. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, tell someone God's present. Say it real loud. You know what, listen, I want you to know that, listen, here's the thing about it. I want you everybody to hear me tonight. It's so important for us as God's people to give ear to hear that we be in a receptive and attentive way to hear God's voice. Because I know that sometimes there's some things that get so loud, say loud, that they get so loud that we don't give attention to the Lord. So I believe that we're in a day right now. Hear me tonight. We are in a day. Tell someone we're in the day. We're in the day, hallelujah, that God is calling His people to come up higher, to give ear to His voice. Come on. To give ear to His voice that we can hear. I'm here to tell you tonight, God wants to give you a testimony. Hallelujah. God wants to give you a testimony. He wants you to have a testimony. I am so overwhelmed by the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I got a testimony. I just how good God is. Hallelujah. I can't get enough of it. Hallelujah. That I can say in my heart that my wife said, taste and see. Come on. You got to open your mouth. Hallelujah. You got to take it in. Say, take it in. You got to receive it in your life. Come on. You got to let it be activated. You got to let it get inside you. And then when it gets in you, you say, oh, God, you're good. You say, oh, God, you're good. Come on. We can do it with a burger. Yeah. See, come on. We can do it when we eat a meal and you say you have so much attention. You say, my, was that amazing? I'm here to tell you, I got a God, hallelujah, that's greater, that I say inside me, God, you're good. There you go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Matt. That's good. God is so good. And I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be here to be a witness of God's goodness. Tell someone, you want to be a witness? I want you to hear this tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Praise Him. My goodness. You guys got to, I almost wanted to let you just go and I'll just sit down and shut up. I'm good. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, I just want to pray first. Father God, I just thank you. I pray to God, Lord, that each one of us, God, Lord, that we hear you. God, your word says that we set ourselves apart today, for you tomorrow will do wonders. So God, Lord, as we give our attention to you today, that we'll be aware of your wonders tomorrow. Come on, we'll be awake with them. God, Lord, that they won't go by. We'll be with like others that, God, that they don't have a witness of your presence. God, I want a witness of your presence. God, I want a witness. I want to walk in confidence that you are with me, God. I want to walk and stand in the face of adversity and not be shaken, not be moved because of this confidence that I have in you, because of this witness that abides within me. In Jesus' name. Come on. I'm under the witness protection. I was laying in bed and I felt just this, because tonight we're talking about a witness. Say, I got a witness. Listen, I want you to know that the enemy, which he has not my ear, but the enemy will try to give you a witness. I don't care how great it is. You could be in the midst of a movement of God. And unfortunately, sometimes there's people saying, what's happening? Amen. That they're so consumed by their hurts, their pains, unforgiveness, that they're not realizing what's present. Come on. I'm here to tell you God's present to heal. He doesn't just stop or start. He is. I want you to know that I suffered for a long time as an addicted to drugs. And in one moment, the God that was ever present, I became aware of. He didn't just become my healer then. He didn't just become my deliverer at that moment. He was my deliverer. I gave him my attention. Come on, amen. So, and this is what's been bothering me. This is really, the other day I went to work. Can I be vulnerable? I'm bringing one of my block to work tomorrow, or to church tomorrow, Wednesday. And it's a 12-inch split face, and you guys will have a different kind of respect for me from then on. No, I'm just joking. But really, it is heavy. But when I went to work last week, I went to work, I don't know what day it was, Thursday. And if my block weren't there. Now, I'm in charge of making it happen. And when you get there and there's nothing there, at that moment, say moment, I was aware and upset. But as I went to my truck to call and to be upset, because I have a responsibility, I felt God says, they're not here, but I am. So I thought to myself, okay, well, so you want me to go preach? Because I'll do it. And I turned around, I went back to the four guys that were standing there waiting. And God turned it. Say, turned it. And the first thing I said to them, I said, hey guys, how many of you guys go to church? And they said, none of us. And every one of them, listen, I'm here to tell you, every single one of them had a testimony. They had no, it's okay. No, sir. That's good though. But I want you to see, here's the testimony they had about the hurt that they had in church. About the witness that they had of God. That they were bearing witness of God, of who they thought God was in the church. Say, God, help us. They were bearing witness of this. And it broke my heart as I began to, and I, with tears in my eyes, says, I want you guys to know something. I want to bear witness of the truth. I want you, each one of you, I said, give it a chance. I said, give God a chance again. I says, and I challenge every one of you to come to church. Or turn me on. Maybe they're watching. Turn this on tonight. Because that's not who God is. Say, that's not who He is. Come on, do you know somebody? Come on, do you know somebody that has a bad witness of God? Come on, do you know, this is why God says don't bear false witness of one to another. Because why? Because people bear false witness about Him, and He doesn't like that. Representing God in an unrighteous way. Presenting God in a way that He's not. Presenting God outside of a relationship with Him, and presenting Him as if they have one. I want you to know that's how important it is for us to be aware of God. That we are to be the church daily. Tell your neighbor daily. I'm to be the church. God added to the church daily. I'm not to be the church once a week. But I'm to be, tell someone daily. See, God wants you to daily, that He gives me my daily bread, my provision, that what? That I can feed others. All those ones came that day, and none of them had something to give except for a little boy. With his little packed lunch. But Jesus says, that's good enough. If you give me your sum, I'll give you my all. I'm going to say it again. If you give me your sum, I'll give you my all. Listen, I want you to know that we represent God with the sum and not the all. Come on. And I want us to understand that God wants us, hallelujah, to be a witness of His greatness. He wants us to be a witness of who He is in everyday living. Everywhere we go, God's waiting for us to step in. To give a testimony of His greatness. I want you to know that He never disappoints. He never disappoints. I'm here to tell you, He never disappoints. The only time I feel disappointed, whenever He does not have my attention. Is that alright? Are you good? Everybody's quiet. Is it because you're really hot and you're getting lulled to sleep? Are you hot? I'm dying. Turn that heat off, Austin. Thank you. Appreciate Austin. Go, give him a hand. Come on. Take a bow. Take a bow. Listen. Let's look at Proverbs 3. I didn't open to get into that last week. I want to, God put something in my heart with this, and I want you to see this. Are you all right? Hallelujah. He's just so good. He's so good. He is so good. This is in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust. Can you say trust? In the Lord with some. That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. With all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. I want you to see this. The word trust, the opposite of trust is distrust. And I wrote this down today. It says distrust is a feeling. Say a feeling. Now he's telling us, he says, do not lean on your own understanding, your feelings. He says, feelings that someone or something cannot be relied upon. Now, I'm going to say it again. Listen, say a feeling. A feeling that someone or something cannot be relied. That was their testimony, these men. That the church could not be trusted. It could not be relied upon. But that's not the truth. Say that's not the truth. But they trusted it. Feelings. Now as I began to think about this, I kind of think that every one of us sometimes, we've felt this way, but we have to be on guard that we are in the place that I give God my attention. That I walk in the Spirit. I want to help you tonight to see what that looks like to walk in the Spirit. All right? To begin to get that I said before that we come into sensitivity training to the Spirit of God. Amen? That I come into an awareness, that I come into a place because I want you to know that we can trust the Holy Spirit that's within us because He has promised. What do they say in court? Do you promise? To what? Say it one more time. And nothing but the truth. I want you to know something, that the Holy Spirit came with a promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I'm going to say it again. The Holy Spirit, the truth is in you. The Spirit of God is within you to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. There's an applause moment right there. I want you to get this. I want you to see this because He's worthy to be trusted because He is who He says He is. So I want you to get this, that this is sometimes what happens to us and every one of us. Sometimes we get distracted because of the things around us. Now listen, this is John the Baptist. John the Baptist in Matthew, let me read it to you real quick so that you believe me. You ready? Matthew 11, I think. 11, sorry. Matthew 11. Yes. Matthew 11 says this, that now John, who was taken prisoner for what? For testifying, for preaching about Jesus Christ. Come on, amen. He was giving a testimony of who Jesus was. But this is the same John, say same John, that seen Jesus, that testified of Him and said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Say the same John. This is the same John that something happened from that time to the time that he went in prison, that he came and he said to his disciples to go to Jesus and ask Jesus this question. He says, go. He says, and ask Him, are you that should come or do we look for another? Are you the Messiah? Or should I go look for another? Something's got his attention. Something's distracted him. Come on. Something has witnessed to him something besides what Jesus has spoken that he heard and seen with his own eyes. So this is so important to give our attention that I have to be in the right place to hear, to give Him my attention. So John the Baptist was in that prison. That prison became to him. Distraction. To Just like every one of us, sometimes there's things around us, but we have to pay attention. And we got to do this. We got to go and ask. And he asked for the word. And Jesus gave back a word, a testimony, a witness. He told his disciples, he says, watch. And as they began to watch him do these things while they were there, what was he doing? He was healing the sick. Come on. Listen. He says, go and show John again. Again. Say again. This is sometimes he's got to show himself to me again. Sometimes tell your neighbor, you got to look again. Come on. You got to look again. I want you to know that we got to give the world, those ones that are out there, those that are lost, we got to get them to look again. Come on, amen. Whatever you've seen before, whatever you've been distracted by, I want you to come and look it again. Because this is who he is. I want to bear witness. I want to give you a testimony of who he really is. This is who he is. And it says, go and show him. He says, which you do hear and see, what you witness of. The blind receive their sight. Say those that can't see. The lame walk. Sounds like me sometime. He says, the lepers are cleansed. When you got leprosy, what's it do? It separates you. There's been people, come on, amen, that have been separated, that told that you can't come here. They've said to me that, listen, if I walk in that place, the roof will fall down. I say to them, if you don't, your roof will fall down. So come on in. Take your chance. So he says, and the deaf hear, and the dead arise up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. He says, and blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended. Say offended. That's another word for distrust. That word in the Greek is scandalon, where we get the word scandalize or scandal. See, the enemy wants to create scandals so they become stumbling blocks to every one of us. Creates tripping stones that keep us from walking, that stop us, our progression with God. So these, he said, don't let yourself be offended. Don't be offended with me, because I am who I said I am. Amen? So he says, he sent the word, he sent the witness. Sorry, I got to get found in my place again. He says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways. Say all your ways. All your ways. All my emotions, all my feelings. Come on, all my thoughts. I have to have my thoughts turned towards him. He says, and acknowledge. Come on, say acknowledge. To be aware, to be intimate. I need to be aware of him. Come on, I need to let myself be aware of him. And acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. When I'm aware of God, he will direct your paths. When you become aware of God, it's God that'll direct your paths. I promise you that if we don't let God direct us, something else will. Sometimes it'll be our own understanding that causes us to not trust. It causes us to be dependent upon our own self. Self-sufficient. Self-reliance. And not dependent upon him. It makes us feel like we're stronger than what we really are. But when something comes our way that gets in our way, we realize, I need a savior. And at that moment, in every one of our lives, it's that moment that God speaks to us, that we come to a place of repentance. And the word repentance means metanoia. It means turn. Say turn. It means to turn. Say turn. We need to live in a place of repentance towards God. That while every day that I'm in a place of repentance, turning towards God. That every day that I begin, that I know in my heart that God, I need to be reliant upon you for this day. I need to let you be my provision in everything that I go through, Father God. I need to let you provide what I need for who I need it for. Because it's more than just about me. See, because God's working within a people, that it's not just about a me, it's about a we. See, why? Because it begins in my house. My wife needs me to represent and present Jesus to her. My daughter needs me to present Jesus, to bear a witness that she says, God's good. That she gets a testimony for my life. God's good. And his mercy endures forever. Are you all right? I know that heat's really making you tired. I feel it. Let's look at Acts 1. Let's shake it. Shake it. Come on. Shake it off. Shake it off. Don't snore. Don't snore. Let's look at Acts 1. Come on, I want to give this to you. Acts 1. Yeah, can you do that? Thanks, brother. Boy, you're reading my mind. Go, Dan. Go, Dan. So listen, I need to acknowledge him. That we have a witness of the Holy Spirit. Tell someone you got a witness. Come on out and help you tonight. I want you to realize you got a witness in you. You got the truth teller within you, that he can't lie. You got a witness of who God is. First hand. Not second hand. First hand. See, when we begin to realize what I have at hand, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He says, but I need to be still, the Bible says. I need to be still and know that I am. That's it. I need to be still. Come on, in moments that we need to learn to be still. Come on, when all hell breaks loose. How many of you have had hell break loose this week on you? Oh, yeah. Come on. You feel like hell broke loose on you. I want you to know in those moments, God wants you to be still and know. Come on, that we be still and know. That we come to an attention in our spirit, hallelujah. Because why? Because my thoughts and my feelings will fail me. They'll leave me bankrupt. But God says, you be still and know I am. Whatever that might be, God says, I want you to know I am. Come on, it's those moments, hallelujah. It's those moments that we get a witness that he is, I am. You begin to get the confidence within you. Whoo! You begin to build a testimony. You begin to come into the awareness of the witness that's within you. You begin to acknowledge that he is with you, that he'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. God says, I'm going to send my promise to you. My promise. What's the promise? I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the evidence is the Holy Spirit. That's good. So he says, wait. Say wait. That's the key for the filling of the Spirit of God. That word right there. Say wait. The Bible tells me that they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. The Bible tells me that, listen, that if you wait, he says that I will send my promise. I will send the promise of the Father to you. And that power will cause you to be a witness of who I am. You don't have to work on it. Hallelujah. You just need to let it be. That you get a witness of the witness. The Bible says unless two. How can two agree? How could two walk together unless they agree? I want you to know that I cannot walk in the Spirit unless I agree with the Word. Unless I agree with what He's speaking, I cannot walk. I want you to know that I'll keep walking, but the Holy Spirit will stop. I'll keep moving. And I look just like Jesus did with Mary did with her son. That they were walking and when he was 12 years old, and they got so far away that they supposed that Jesus was with them. But he wasn't. because they kept walking. See, because Jesus, when they found him, they said, what are you doing? He says, I'm about my Father's business, Mom. I'm minding. I'm being, hallelujah, I'm taking hold of the witness that's within me. Amen? He says, so that I can be empowered to receive. Say power. Power. Listen, that I'll empower you with my witness in you. God says, I want to empower you with my witness in you. The same witness. Say the same witness. Listen. You say you might not. I'm here to tell you that you have within you a firsthand account of what happened at Calvary. You have a firsthand witness of Jesus coming up out of the tomb. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you. And if he's not, I pray that you receive it because you can be empowered this day. Come on, amen. And if it not here today, I want you to pray that you be empowered. I pray that you receive, hallelujah, and walk in the power that you got. You get God's, that you can have God's attention and walk in it. Say walk in it. Walk in it. That you can testify that God's good. When all hells break loose, you can testify God's good. Amen? You like me? All right. That we witness, the word witness means this, an act of giving evidence. The act of giving evidence to confirm the events that happened and the things that were said. Listen, that witness is within you. It's a witness to give you the evidence to confirm the events that happened and the things that were said. What events happened? Jesus on the cross, in 3 days, he rose again. Those events, the witness is within you. Do you know what empowers you to walk in God's authority? Is what Jesus did, the death, burial, and resurrection. Come on, and the Holy Spirit is within you to remind you, hallelujah, of that same power is in you. I want you to know that we are lethal when we come to that awareness. When we come to the revelation of the power of God that's within us. John 14. John 14. What am I reading here? John 14:26. And it says, but the Comforter, say the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. The word, this is the definition. This is just a little bit of a definition of what the Holy Spirit is and who he is. He says that the Holy Spirit, he's the intercessor for you. He's your counselor. Tell someone he's my counselor. Say it again. He's my counselor. He's my advocate. He's my helper. He's my spiritual aid. He's my consultation. That's what he is. Come on. He's my helper. He's my very present strength that I need not take for granted. Because the same spirit can be grieved, can be hurt by my ignoring because of what's available. So listen, I pray that I don't offend the Holy Spirit. I pray that I do not do that. He says, so they send thy name, he shall teach you. Say, teach you. All things. All things. Not some things. All things. Listen, I want you to know that you have the Holy Spirit within you. That here's what happens. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes the Holy Spirit, that he moves within me. Come on, amen. That he quickens me, that I can't contain myself, that there's such a witness within me that causes me to jump up and dance. Come on, amen. He causes me to jump up and dance. He causes me to shout for joy in the midst of my situation. Come on, amen. To shout, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Come on. Something comes up on me because I got a witness that's within me that's greater than my witness that's in the world. But he also does this. That it influences me to shut my mouth. Teaches me to learn to talk the right way to people. Teaches me to talk better to myself. That when whenever I be speaking bad about myself, I feel a witness, say a witness, of the Holy Spirit says, quit lying. Come on. That I get a witness of who he is. I also get to a place where sometimes that I get a witness to apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll take it right now. If I've offended anybody in this place, I apologize. Don't let it be a stumbling block. Tell your neighbor, forgive him. And I'll forgive you. But listen, that's the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Whew. It puts a check within me. The more I become aware, all of a sudden I begin to live different. Come on, tell your neighbor you got power. Let it out. He says, he teaches me all things and he brings all things, say all things, into remembrance. Whatever I have said. Listen, the Holy Spirit is within me to remind me everything that Jesus said. In every situation, the Spirit of God is within me to witness who God is in my life. As I give God attention, I don't know how it happens, I don't know what's taking place, but all of a sudden I get God's attention, and it doesn't matter what I'm going through, I say, my God, you're great. Romans, 16:13. I'm just going to give you a couple more. You all right? Just for a minute. He says, how about that when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, Spirit of truth, I promise to tell all the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth is in you. He says that when he is come, he will guide you into all truth. See, he'll guide you. He won't force you. He'll guide you. See, the Bible says that the Word of God will speak from behind me. Speak to me. The Bible says that goodness and mercy follows me all the day of my life as I walk in the word that I hear and I walk it out. Say, walk it out. As I hear it, I walk it. Listen, he says that it'll come. The Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We need to let ourselves let the kingdom come. Let ourselves be aware of who God is. Say, let the kingdom come. Let it come. Hallelujah. Don't hold it back. Let him come. The Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. As I let him bear witness that I am. Say, I am. Say, I am. I am a child of the I am. I am a child of the I am. Acts 2:14. Let me give you these. Just take these home. Read them yourself. Here's what happens. Say, this is the acts. The acts, listen, it's so powerful because the acts, I don't have to get time to get into it, but the acts, all these are the after effect of being empowered by the Spirit of God. So as you read these things, signs and wonders happen. I want you to get this, hear this tonight. That, listen, we want the supernatural, but God says you need to walk in the supernatural. Say daily. I need to walk under the influence of the supernatural. The Holy Spirit. And if I'm influenced by the Holy Spirit, signs and wonders follow. So here's what happened. Acts, they get there. Now, I'm going to help you for a second because you'll think yourself, oh, sometimes we show, I'm going to help you real quick. I want you to see this. Because here's what happens, that we can understand that these things are possible because of the Spirit of God that's within us. That we bear witness of who he is. That we manifest his presence. That we manifest his likeness in all the earth. Say manifest. So here they are. And all of a sudden, they get filled with the Holy Spirit. They're influenced. Say influenced. They have a witness within him. They're bearing the witness. And all of a sudden, guess who stands up to preach? You ain't going to believe it if I didn't tell you this. Peter. Now, I don't know about you, but let's just think about Peter for a minute. This is the same guy. 50 days ago, 50 days. Was asked three times, aren't you his? No. Listen, he that moment that he could give a witness that I am, he couldn't do it. I want you to know that we cannot do this outside of God's Spirit. We can't do it in our strength. I cannot accomplish anything that God asked me outside of his witness, his help. He gave me everything I need. And it can be done with God. So here's Peter standing there. See, Peter, he should have taken some counseling sessions first. But Peter stands up. Why? Because he's under another influence. He's bearing not his witness, because hidden his witness failed. Who are you? I'm not him. I look like him. I know the guy. I know that guy, Peter. Yeah, I'm not him. He's ugly. Yeah, it ain't me. They're sitting by the fire. I can see your face. You're him. I ain't him. You might think, I think he has a twin. I ain't him. So here's Peter. He stands up. Say he stands up. Why? Because the boldness that was within him stood up. The Spirit of God stood up. This is a guy that was intimidated, that was afraid, but the Holy Spirit, what's the difference? The power of the Spirit of God rose up within him because he gave him attention. He took hold of what was in him, he bore witness of it, and he gave witness to it. Amen? So with boldness, he began to declare all that God has done. Amen? Say everything that God's done. And the same guy, hallelujah, that he's passed daily going to the temple. Daily, say daily. Daily. The guy that's in bandage, he's wounded, he can't walk. They drag him to the front of the church. He's been there for years. He's sitting in that temple outside the church. And for years, no one paid attention. But not today. Say not today. Because why? Because there was a greater witness within Peter at that moment. And when he walked by, Peter and John stood there and they looked at him. He says, whew, silver and gold have I none. But in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. And he jumped up. He was empowered, not because of them, but because why? Because they believed the witness that was within them. I want you to know you got the same witness in you. I got the same witness within me. Randy, give me something real quick. Are you all right? You know how long that sermon was he preached? You can read it. Do it. Test me. I can read fast sometimes. 4 minutes. How many minutes? 4 minutes. With God. 4 minutes, 3,000 people got saved. In one day. Because Peter and John let God bear witness of what was in them. See, I want you to know that they were not intimidated or they did not believe the false witness that they're not good, they're not worthy, they're not good enough, they can't do this. He didn't listen to it. But he gave himself to the witness of the Spirit of God. And 3,000 people got saved. Never the same. Added to the church. We need to bear witness. Say, bear witness. We need to bear witness. We need to bear witness. 1 John, I'm going to end. And I just think about Stephen. I think about Stephen, the same guy that he received the witness of the Spirit of God in his life. And when it came to a time whether he had an opportunity to bear witness or a false witness, either to run and hide or stand and reveal Christ, he chose to reveal Christ. He was the second martyr. That word martyr is martyro, and it means witness. Besides Jesus, who was the first, he bore witness of the Father. Stephen bare witness and revealed the nature of God. Stood up. See, God wants to stand up within us. God wants to stand up in the midst of our crisis. God wants to overwhelm us with His goodness, with all that He is. You want to receive that? Come on. I want that. I want it daily. I want to pursue God with passion. I want you to hear that. Listen, if there's been times in my life where I went through, a couple years ago, I was going through some things and I was just so overwhelmed and I lost my hunger until I began to repent, until I began to face Him. And I promised God, give me the strength that I never, ever lose my hunger again, that I never lose my appetite of You, that I never let the fire that burns within me, because I'm here to represent You. I want to represent You not with some, but with all. I want to declare Your name with boldness and confidence, knowing that You're faithful. I want to tell those that are lost that He's a Savior. Come on, amen. I want to tell those that are broken that He's the one that raises those from the dead. I want to tell those ones that are lost in poverty that He's rich. You've got a Father that's rich. He's wealthy. Come on, amen. I want to get their eyes off the poverty. I want to be witness. I'm not meant to witness. I'm meant to be a witness. Would you stand your feet? The Bible says the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. I asked God, I said, why does it say two like that? Why does it? And I felt God tell me this. I want to be a light, a lamp under your feet. But unfortunately, people leave the lamp and walk without me. And they get offended because they stumble. But God says, let me be the light. Walk with me. Let this lamp shine upon me. The Bible says that Jesus declared, He says that God is light. And in Him is no darkness. And that when light shows up, darkness just leaves. If I shut off every light in this place, it's dark. But darkness doesn't fight. Light doesn't fight. It just shows up. It just is. I want you to hear this and know that, listen to me, that God wants His light to shine in every dark place in my life. Every shady place. Every broken place. I need to let the presence of God shine on me. To reveal to me. To walk in it. To be my provision. So that I don't walk in darkness. So that I don't walk in blindness. That I live in repentance, that I turn to Him, that He be the light, that He shines in the midst of dark things that are in our lives. It gets brighter. I want you to know the more light that I get, the more life I get. I said the more light that I get, the more that I aware of Him, the more I am aware of His presence and walk in His witness, the more light, the more life I get. The more joy rises up within me. Come on. The joy of the Lord. It's my strength. And that's just being aware. Come on, close your eyes. Father God, right here tonight, God, each one of us here, God, Lord, we repent that we live in a place of repentance, that we turn to You, Father God. God, You want to do wonders. But God, You desire us to set ourselves apart towards You. God, Lord, that we let Your Spirit speak to us through the Scriptures. That we ask You, Father God, Lord, Father God, give me strength to understand this. God, Lord, we have not because we ask not. We ask for things that, God, Lord, are sometimes not important. But the most important thing is for us to have an understanding of who You are, a revelation. And when Your light comes in the midst of that, darkness leaves. I don't have to force it. Addiction, I don't have to force it. Come on. I don't have to force lying. I don't have to force these things out. I just have to let Your light appear. I have to let Your love show up in the midst of me. that I'm aware and I have a revelation of this. And Father, I give you glory. Do you believe that tonight? I challenge every one of you to pray. Let that be your first prayer every day. God, let me be hungry. Let me be hungry. Can you say that? Let me be hungry. Let me be hungry. Let me be hungry for your presence. Let me be hungry to be aware of you, that you can overwhelm me. I want to walk on fire. I want to walk on fire of you. I want to be a light, a torch in the midst. Hallelujah. I want you to arise in me and shine. That when I walk into a room, hallelujah, it's not me, but it's the glory, it's the goodness of God, the mercy of God that just appears. I give you the glory, the praise. And everybody said Amen. That we are and highly favored. Come on, God's knocking. Open up and let him in. He's got a good meal for you.